Shin Ayin Beis Sif Tezai. Chorot Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. Omek Asar Rochav Abba. If there's a ditch between the two Chatzeres, which is 10 Tfachim deep and 4 Tfachim wide, that's considered also like a wall between them, and therefore Ein Yechon Lo Rav Yachad. Economic one Erev. What's it considered? Separate. Afilu Moli Tevin Vakash. Even if you filled it up with straw, it's still considered there's a wall in between them because it's not considered sealed. Calls much of a bit like, as long as you're not mevatel it there to stay there. But if he says I'm leaving it there, that is acceptable. That's considered as if he filled up the hole, and then they can make one erev. From off of its rayas, I feel it's toma. Shall a bit let's fill it with earth and pebbles. Then in Islam we say that it is mevatel there, and we treat it as if the hole is not there anymore, and have to make one erev. Allah says, "Yeshayimim the mila bepeiris dama bitlulo darkim lasa shem oitza." Says that those are lenient in the case where it wasn't filled with earth; it was filled up with fruit, and it's a normal thing to store those fruit over there. Then it's also considered that the hole was sealed up, which is a chiddush because you are eventually planning to take it away. But this opinion holds that since the ma'aser your das was to leave it there for a period of time, it's all right. Mr. Brewer brings various achareinim, Magna Rav, the Vilna Gaon, that disagree with this. They say since the fruit can be taken out of that ditch on Shabbos, it does not help. Unless the pears are not edible because they're tevel, it's also to eat them.